Hello, this 5 minutes with the prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 160, and we've been personalizing Psalm 91. So verse 8, let's go, one go. Only with my eyes will I behold and see the reward of the wicked. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So now, looking at Phronesis. Phronesis is practical wisdom. Practical wisdom. And we looked at 1 Kings 4, 29, 31. So here is God who has given Solomon wisdom and understanding, which was exceeding much, lightness of heart. And the description is even as the sand that is on the seashore. The wisdom of Solomon is as the sand that is on the seashore. Do you know what the sand on the seashore is? Just Google sand on seashore and look at worldwide what they will come up with. Of course, they will not be able to accurately measure, but at least they are able to give you something that is close. It is above what you can imagine. So in God saying the sand on the seashore, he's trying to tell you that it's beyond human description. Because we could have said it's innumerable, but he didn't say innumerable. He said beyond counting. God gave Solomon Phronesis. God gave Solomon Phronesis so that it was an extraordinary mindset which was beyond counting. How can a man's wisdom be compared with that? So you can see that what he's talking about is that it is the range of mental capability, the range, the range. When God is saying that the range that Solomon had was beyond any human ability. This was Solomon's disposition. This was Solomon's habitual way of thinking. This was his mindset. His mindset. Everything that Solomon does, he processes it through this mindset. This mindset. So you see that the description for this kind of wisdom is that is the wisdom that loves the will of God. You see, wisdom is a force. The joy of the Lord is a force. Love of God is a force. Wisdom of God is also a force. And this force will move you towards doing God's will. Because when you have the wisdom of God, you want to be in the will of God. You won't want to cheat. You won't want to scam people. You don't want to do what is evil. You will do what is right. How could that be? How could that be? Because the wisdom of God is operative in you. So Solomon's Phronesis excelled those of the East. This is something else. This is just something else. So he had the ability. The range of his mind. So you give him something to do, and Solomon is able to tell you. He knows exactly what to say. When you ask him the question, he will give you the right answer. It will not be and it's like you don't know what to say. No, you will know what to say. That is the kind of wisdom that God gave to Solomon. The ability to know what to say, ability to understand what you read in the books, in the lectures, in the lecture room, whatever you are taught, whatever is said to you by your boss, your supervisor, group MD, whoever is said to you, your parents, whatever is said, you are able to comprehend, that is the word. You are able, it's an ability to comprehend. Ability to comprehend. This is what God has done for you in Christ Jesus. He says that you have it. We are not now going to beg him. No. Immediately you are begging, oh God, I wish I had this. Then it means that you need to listen to the previous episodes to be able to understand that Christ has been made unto you the wisdom of God. Christ has been made unto you the wisdom of God. You already have this wisdom I'm talking about. In Jesus' name, amen.